World of Tanks SPG positions. So I have a lot of videos. If you watch any of my SPG videos, you're going to learn some great positions. This one is the map is Serene Coast. This is a ranked battle. Look at all these vehicles. I've got lots of screenshots. And look at where I'm positioned on the map. It was so easy to hit all these vehicles. Ideally, you want to have a position where you can hit this flank and at the same time hit the flank to the south. I don't know if this is the ideal one, but you don't want to be where this other SPG is up in the north. You want to be more down this way, but you don't want to be in a position where the enemy might be able to hit you if they have positions, because in random battles, they are going to have positions on the peninsula, and you're going to want to be able to run quickly. So that's what you can get. It is a little difficult playing that position. This is Tundra. It's also a ranked battle. You can see that they group up over here. You have to be in the position as shown on the map. The good thing about this position is you can shoot up the corridor over here also. So on Tundra, you want to be down here in the lower left somewhere. You can shoot up over here and up over here. This is Malinovka. Notice where I am. You can be anywhere along the red line, but I move until the white circle is about this position. All these vehicles are targets. Am I the only SPG in the game? It's also a ranked battle, and it looks like I stunned a bunch of them. Probably more, but they reset their stun. You hit them on the side. You're going to miss some of your shots, which is always sad. But the good thing about being an open field, you could be just about anywhere on the map and you'll get great shots. But I think this is the best position for this map, at least at the start of the game. So for Ruinberg, if you play on the north spawn, there's often tanks over here. It's a difficult map, but if you look at the position where I am, you'll be able to hit these vehicles. It looks like I didn't hit any yet. And they're all bunching up over here. And you can hit the vehicles that are further down. And you can hit the ones in the southeast. Now, for this one, this is a position on Redshire that I play often. It's near the cap. There's a little hill. You knock a tree down right where the hill starts to go down. The other SPGs play over here. I think it's a bad idea. But over here, I can shoot through here and I can hit these vehicles. And this is where I played the majority of my games. It is, in this case, a ranked battle. When I play on the southern team, I don't know if you can see where the mouse pointer is, but I park in the south on the east, but not in the sniping position, a little bit to the side. You want to have a position where you can hit here or here. This is on steps. Look at where I am. There's a rock in front of me. On, if you look at the videos for steps, which is right over here, you'll see what I'm talking about. You park over here, you can hit this vehicle, you can hit the ones that are in the back, you can hit the ones that are hiding behind these rocks. And you can hit the ones over here, but they are far away, so your accuracy is not going to be so good. And in a lower tier, it might be outside your range. This is a position I've played often on Fjords. You can hit over here, however, it works best if the enemy has advanced a little bit. You know what? That is if you're playing on the East team. I'm not playing on the East team, so it works out fine. The only problem is I don't have allies that went to contest in the Northeast, so I'm very vulnerable. The enemy could come after me. But I always take the chance anyway, because I'm a risk taker. This is a position, look at where it is on the mini-map, where you can hit over here because the enemy tanks like to come over here. But you really want to line up on this corridor over here, which is a different position. And then over here, I park on the road, So I can shoot through the middle of the town and I can hit over here and hit over here kind of equally. This is a position I play often. There's a rock over here and I park behind it. So if I get spotted, I just hide behind the rock. But you want to be able to hit in this area as they come around. And you want to do the same for the northern team. This is where I've been playing recently. Here and here. That's pretty good. This one, you want to line up so you can hit here, here, and here. So what you do is you just line up over where the vehicle is parked. And then you can shoot into these areas. Now, keep in mind, of course, that vehicles do like to back up over here. I haven't played enough in the south, in the southwest. But I suspect that if I play in the southwest, I might get some good shots in. This is Dude's Yankee. You're shooting through the hole in the roof. And I've hit tanks over here. But you really want to play like close to the ditch in this area so you can shoot this way or be over here and shoot this way. But you got to have good support from your team. And this is Karelia, which is my favorite map in the assault mode. And you can hit these tanks in red and these tanks in red. You got to be over here and you got to be really careful. Look at where that white circle is. You don't want to get spotted. They will take you out. And this is showing at this position, you can shoot the vehicles that show up over here, which is obviously often, and you can fire the sniping ridge and along the rail. And this is another example through the other opening. This shows on Studzianki how I'm hitting these vehicles from down in this location. The enemy is nearby. You got to be ready to run. You got to have a plan. And this is Mountain Pass. You can hit the vehicles over here on the ice road. That's why I like to play this position on Mountain Pass. It's kind of difficult. You can hit those over here, and you can hit kind of over here also. But this is where you're going to get the slow vehicles, like the Yagdi Tigers and Type 5 Heavies. And they're not going to run away. They're always going to come to the same position, and you're always going to hit them and one-shot them. So over here, you see I took a more aggressive position right behind my allies, and I can hit all these vehicles. You can see I got a total of 0 damage because it's the beginning of the game. But again, you have to be ready to run. Okay, so we'll try to look at some of the videos. Unfortunately, there will be commercials. You can't disable it.
Are you ready to get good?
Best I can do is turn the audio off. Positioning that I play. My opinion is. Okay, so if you look on the mini map where I am, I'm on the upper level. I park in the trees, knock all the trees down. And from here, for example, as we go down, you can hit this area, you can hit over here, you can hit tanks that come around, and you can hit tanks over here, you can hit tanks over here, you can hit tanks in the back. You've got trees to hide in, and if you need to run, you can dive over the side. But that's the position I play on Cliff. It's not that exciting. Erlenberg definitely has some good positions. So look at where I am positioned. And you're going to see the vehicles I'm going to be. Oh. Maybe we already saw it. So we're going to have to watch a little bit more. But you're going to see, I'm going to be able to hit the light tanks. Look at those light tanks. Did you see where they are? I fired at them and I damaged them. Look at where they are on the mini map. So you do it from that position. Going to try F-jords. Hopefully there's no advertisement, right? So here's an example. Look at where I position myself. We're going to go to the position. This vehicle is pretty fast, so you can go almost anywhere you want. And then once I'm here, look at the great shots I'm going to have over in this area. And I could also fire this other corridor if I wanted to, which is over here. You can see it helped us lose the game. Here's an example from this position. Look at how I'm able to hit these guys. It's not going to be easy. It's only easy if they push through. Ghost Town will be the same. Kharkov, we'll look at this real quick. So for Kharkov, we're going to be shooting through the town. And it's easy because there's actually a line on the mini-map that shows you that. See how I'm pointing at it with the mouse? And then you get great shots going through the middle over here. You just got to look for that line and line up on it. Here's an example of what it looks like. Redshire in the south. Yeah, thank you, buddy.
But I can just sit right here.
Okay, so in this case, look at where I'm parked, and I can hit that guy right there.
This is so good.
And there it is, right? Oh, I hit the vehicle in front of him. You got to be able to run quickly if you park there. I usually don't escape. And this is one that I probably mentioned to you earlier. So from this position, this is right over here on my right is where the tank destroyers hide behind this bush. The heavy tanks come around here. The enemy tanks over here and up over here where there's a rock. And you're going to see that from here, I'll be able to hit enemy tanks. Look at that position. You see that? And there's the first customer I missed. I missed that one, but I believe I did hit the ones on the upper level. Okay, so that's this episode of SPG Positions. If you have any questions or comments, please post below.